Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke. Brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
I'm just saying, did you see what I was doing there?
No, I did not.
Trying to give bridge the eye down there.
We can't see what we're doing. I know it's confusing. He's talking, but he's sitting over there with his
I'm not in love with him. I just think he's an attractive man.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Well, you're allowed that, too.
Yeah, I am. I am, actually. And welcome. Good
and you're allowed. You're just loud. He's loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize and be quiet for the rest of my
apologize.
Life.
You don't need to apologize.
I'll tell you what you need to do. Let's,
embrace it.
Let's gather all of our bits and bobs, Kirsten, and press on to... So Traveling Tunes.
Okay, we're Traveling Tunes. Today we're doing one of the greatest musical instruments ever. It's great. We all have one. You have one. You
a
own
tummy.
A set. You own a pair. You own a pair. Everybody here.
Testicles.
You own a pair. Yes, we're doing the balls. No.
Jesus.
We're doing
hand... That must have a pretty average instrument.
We're doing hand claps.
Oh, look at that.
Everybody's got a pair. Because I thought people would join in and clap.
Nah, not nowadays, eh?
Yeah, but that's kind of what they're about. I guess it's about encouraging that participation. You know, like you can't listen to it without clapping along and joining in.
You mean like a good hug? Come on, everybody!
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes it's a little like cute little t-t-t, you know, a little cute clap.
How's it,
that
how's it like a sort of a
you know, oh my gosh.
Like that sort of
thing. Well, like the worst one that we're not going to be playing for you is, you know, the theme to Friends, you know.
That's because it's rubbish.
But you can't help clapping on the bit,
I managed to not do it.
No, I bet you could. I bet you would. But
I just love Ross.
Sometimes it's just clapping on the beat. There's a spiritual Sufi music called Qawwali.
I know. I hadn't wanted to bring that up.
Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. He's great. But they will do 20-minute songs, and it's about the clapping and just hyping up. And yeah. No, it's mellower. It's clapping and clapping, and you get sort of spiritually hyped. So
hyped?
Yeah.
Spiritually hyped.
By clapping. And if you're super spiritual,
you can
hear one hand clapping. We're all very spiritual. Did you hear the sound of one hand clapping?
Sounds like playing with ourselves.
That's right. Okay.
Look at everyone in the record store.
Okay, let's play
well
one.
Well done, team.
Let's play one of our songs. Let's play, this is an oldie, The Reflections.
Clap along. Come on, everybody. Woo!
Finding a job tomorrow morning. Got a little something I wanna do. Gonna buy something I could ride in. I take my girl back to eating at the drive-in. Tomorrow's gonna be written down in history. Just like Romeo and Juliet.
Shout out to Hope Hooked on Brown.
Actually, good point. Some hello, who is that? Who is that? Just shout out to Hopetown Brown. They know they run a good hand clap, eh? They run a good combo hand clap stomp as well. Well, hot damn, that's a great song.
Solo
hand clap. All right, so
okay.
There's supposed to be something too that when you clap. That's why it's when people clap at the end of a stage show or something, a performance.
Applause.
Applause is what the word they.
Yes, that's the word for that one.
Whatever the millennials call it. And the but apparently it's the actual clapping itself does brings on all sorts of endorphins and
does it?
I mean, I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but
well, you think? I mean, it's body percussion, isn't it? It's the human body.
You know what it is, Kirsten? It is body percussion.
That's right. It's joining in.
Nick, you know what they say? Nick, knack, papaddy, whack.
And a bit of body percussion.
Give a dog a bone.
Now, here's a weird song. The next track we're gonna play is one of the most depressing bands.
Oh, cool.
And they managed to make clapping, well, I guess they kind of managed to make disconsolate, claustrophobia, depression pop, and they made it pop, and then having the clap.
Cool.
So have a listen.
Having the clap, did you just
yes,
say?
Yes, that's right. What does that mean?
Well, I think that means a sexually transmitted disease. Cause
no, you're way off
here
base.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on, oh, clap, come on. Sarah Ginsburg. Here we go. See, now it's now someone's trying to roll in the next band, Chronic Fatigue, with the sexually transmitted disease. Depends on how much, you know. Depends if you're really going out of hammer and tongs, I suppose. Right, Ronnie? Say no more.
And this video as well is super anxious. From memory, they're in my a wardrobe clapping and they're sinking in a lake. So clapping anxiously.
How to make hand clapping depressing.
Yeah. Just clapping to get over the fact that you're drowning in a wardrobe.
Yeah, it's like when you're crying and laughing and crying at this
one. Great claps. It's very hard to do good clapping. It's like the tambourine, you know.
I know.
I mean, I don't need to tell you. You are a doctor of music.
So I'm going to read some more clap songs in case you are interested in having a lot of more clapping this week. Anything by the Four Seasons, you know, Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry.
Yee, girls!
Queen, We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You's massive clapping. Hey, yeah, Outkast, massive clapping.
That's right. Rock the Casbah, George Michael, Faith.
So real. I love Faith. Faith is one of the greatest songs ever written.
Another one bites the dust. Clap, clap.
Do you know that Queen... When they're going to release another one, Bites the Dust, do you know who told them to? Michael Jackson.
Did he? Did Michael?
Michael Jackson.
I really, I'm a big Michael fan. I know he's problematic.
Do you know what? No, he's not. No, he didn't do any of that stuff.
We don't know. He didn't do it.
There's never been any proof he did it.
Okay, right. All right, Harvey. You go for it, Harvey.
Whoa. Sarah, do you hear what happened there? Dr. Kirsten Zemke just identified me as the Harvey Weinstein of BFM.
That's right. Let's not. Oh, did you just pat my bum? Oh my God, Harvey.
That wasn't a pat. Harvey. That was a massage.
Okay. All right.
What's the time? What is the deal with what's the deal with all these these Hollywood types? What's the deal with just masturbating in front of people? It's a rough topic. Let's get back to clapping.
Okay. All right. I mean, you'd be the best person to answer that one anyway, but...
It's a doctor of music, Mike, not a... You know what I mean?
But you know, a lot of rock stars...
A good tune.
Have weird penchants?
Blame rock stars.
Because they've been really clean about this. Okay.
That's a point, though. It's coming out in film and TV, but is music next?
This is the question... Okay.
What is it? Okay, let's just...
Okay, the last song we're doing...
Let's just wipe our hands of all this filth.
Yeah, absolutely. The last song we're doing, Missy Elliott, Pass That Dutch. But see, you know, the synthesized clap, right? With disco and with the 808s and stuff, they brought in the electric clap.
Electro clap.
So sometimes, I guess you can listen and hear that it's real, either it's a group of people or one person, or the machine.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've been there in a club when this has happened.
Run for cover, here we go.
Boom! Yeah, good claps. Tell you who does good claps, Pharrell.
Yep, and the mouth pops, he does those.
How good is Missy Elliott? Oh, whoops, today she's just shit all over every female I'm seeing in the world.
This is awesome. Mm. Awesome.
I'm a pain in your rectum.
Really?
A grown woman brings that to the party?
You are. Oh, we got some booty shaking going on here. I can see it.
I turn around and what are you up to, Sarah?
I see some twerking, actually.
You know what that is?
Out here.
You're going to pull a muscle, and if you could, it's like when you...
And she's
it's like
got
if
a
it,
baby.
It's like if the wind changes, there's your face will stay that way. You don't want to twerk and have that. Womp, womp, womp. There's a gentleman here with a t-shirt that says, cheer up, emo kid.
So, if you're producing music, think about the hand clap. When you want to use it, how you want to use it.
Kirsten, this is amazing that we can all do this if we want to. We can all clap along.
Everyone owns their own pair. It's best in a pair. You need two. Or you can just, can combo it. That's right. Right.
Yeah, I'm very white though, so a high five is very difficult for me to make work properly.
How about the fist bump? Right off, you and I could do fist bump.
Yeah, no. This, a fist bump is a white guy's way of saying, I can't get the high five together. I don't know if she needs to swear as much. Maybe we should do swearing as the next instrument.
Okay. All right, I will. Next week.
What do you got next week for us, Kirsten?
We're going to do bells, you know, big, long tubulars.
I love bells.
Big, long chime bells. Big bells.
Big
hanging bells.
Big, massive bells. Long, big bells. Hey, are you chucking in just a nice little whoop, whoop? Adam's checking out the high quality vinyl selection. Hey Adam, got any ideas what you might buy?
Oh, might get a slow dive album.
Might get a slow dive album. He knows what he wants, that boy. All right, nice. All right, Kirsten.
Okay. See you next week, bro.
See you next week, bro. All right.
Have a good week. Get some sleep this weekend.
I can't.
You can't? What are you doing? Playing with your kids?
Oh, my kids. Shit.
Oh. Don't forget your kids, folks. Don't forget. Maybe send little reminders on your phone. Little text announcements.
As if I'm trying to bring them. They're not home, so.
Enjoy the ride. That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.